Hello and welcome to South Asia Chat, brought to you by the Institute of South Asian Studies at the National University of Singapore. Today we have with us Mohammad Mustafizur Rahman, the Bangladesh High Commissioner to Singapore. He will be talking to us about the impact of COVID-19 on the Bangladeshi community here and what steps are being taken to help them. Thank you, Your Excellency, for joining us today. I'd like to start by asking you how the COVID-19 pandemic has left a number of Bangladeshi nationals stranded here, and could you tell us the support that the Bangladesh High Commission is offering to them?
Thank you. First of all, thank you for having me here. Yes, as you know, Singapore is a popular destination for Bangladeshis, apart from our migrant workers who are making significant contribution in building this beautiful city-state. We have our people come here for medical treatment, tourism, education, and for other official or business purposes. Some of them got stuck due to air embargo from both ends. There are also some Singaporeans stranded in Dhaka. So we worked with the Singapore authorities for a both-way evacuation. A special flight of Singapore Airlines was operated between Singapore and Dhaka last month. I think it was on the 22nd April. Roughly 200 individuals were repatriated from here. Now we are working for a second flight as there are still some people stranded who couldn't contact us earlier or they couldn't travel due to reasons like medical treatment and all that. They are generally okay, so they didn't ask for any other kind of support from us. So that's the situation at present.
Okay. Also, another big group that has been affected is that of Bangladeshi foreign workers in Singapore. We do know that the Singapore government has been working very hard in taking care of them and providing them with treatment. So how is the Bangladesh High Commission working with the Singapore agencies on helping this group of people?
You know, during the initial period of the virus outbreak, we had only five Bangladeshi migrant workers infected. All of them except one fully recovered and went back to work. Then the sudden outburst of infection, as you know, took place in the middle of March, and it has continued till date. The rise is, I would say, rather alarming. First two disease, then three disease, then four. Majority of foreign workers living in the dormitories. Many of them are Bangladeshis. So I face the question from Bangladesh, also from here, why so many migrant workers are impacted? I'm sure concerned Singapore authorities will look into the matter. At this time, our priority is to see that the infected workers are treated, they get well and go back to normal life. The same applies to those who are under quarantine or isolation. We are very pleased that the Singapore government is doing everything possible. We are happy the way they're handling the outbreak in the dorms, detect the infection, mitigate the spread among the workers. On the other hand, they are looking after workers, their needs, and providing them necessary support. It's a massive task, but the Singapore authorities are doing it very efficiently, especially since the deployment of task force and medical units in the dorms. This is really phenomenal. I really appreciate the Singapore government for that. As regards what we do, we are in constant touch with all relevant authorities here, mainly Minister of Foreign Affairs, Minister of Health, Minister of Manpower, dorm management, and so on and so forth. This is, there is a sense of anxiety among our workers due to the high prevalence of infection in the dorms. We are trying to cheer them up through telephone, through Facebook and website, even through video messages from me. We are urging them to abide by the Singapore instructions, maintain personal hygiene, social distancing, and etc. And we're also responding to their needs, either ourselves or by MOM and dorm authorities. So we are working very closely with various Singapore authorities, and we'll continue to do so until we come out of this menace.
So through your interactions, are there any specific concerns that you have encountered? I mean, are they talking about any kind of problems that they face and difficulties, and how are you helping them overcome those? Anything which is because this is also the period of fasting for many workers. So anything that stands out which needed your attention?
Thank you. And I think it's a very pertinent question. Our workers are generally okay. The first challenge they faced was their encounter with the frontline medical team. As you know, most of them cannot speak English well, so they couldn't express their health concerns to the doctors. It was a challenge for the doctors also. So they needed Bengali-speaking interpreters to communicate with them. Luckily, we have some Bangladeshi doctors, Bengali-speaking doctors serving in Singapore, who came forward to provide required support. Also, the Bangladeshi diaspora organized a few platforms for volunteers for this interpretation job. You might have been seen a Bangladeshi-born NUS medical graduate has developed a translation portal for use by the doctors. And this was very well appreciated by the doctors' community. From our part, we are rendering our full support behind all these initiatives. The second issue is, that since our workers are now under isolation or lockdown situation and have no work, they are worried about their salaries, their food, and remitting money to their families back home in Bangladesh. We are grateful to the Singapore authorities for assuring that the foreign workers will be paid, fed, and treated. Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong, in a televised address a few days ago, reiterated this commitment. He also wrote to our Prime Minister on this matter, stating that Singapore would do everything to take care of our workers here. Other leaders have also assured us from time to time. This generosity of Singapore is well appreciated back home by our government.
Okay.
We have checked with our workers, and we see these words resonate in actions also. Some of our workers expressed concern about the type of food served among our workers. This is not about the quality of food, but they miss their own taste, own prepared food, and as you know, it's a special type of food they consume. We have recently been approached by MOM to provide a list of Bangladeshi caterers in Singapore, which we did. I think by now they have been used to the food. And because of the nature of the disease and the restrictions on accessing the dorms, we cannot directly help them. So we go through MOM. And as you said, this is the Ramadan month. Our people miss the items they used to eat during iftar. So we have requested MOM to allow us deliver some food to our workers. Once we get permission, we will start distributing those to them. The third issue our workers raised with us is remittance of money to their families. I think this has largely been resolved by now. I don't hear about this problem anymore. Other than these, whenever we receive communications from our migrant workers of any type of problems, we try to resolve themselves or take up with the relevant Singapore authorities for resolution. In all, we are thoroughly engaged with the Singapore authorities and in contact with our migrant workers 24/7.
Okay. Also, last month, the Singapore Foreign Minister, Dr. Vivian Balakrishnan, had a conversation, a telephonic conversation with his counterpart, Dr. Abdul Momen, on the voluntary repatriation of some of the migrant workers. So could you tell us something more on that? Are there any plans that have been firmed up since that conversation?
Thank you. So far, I know it was a courtesy call from the Singapore Foreign Minister. Dr. Balakrishnan briefed our foreign minister about the situation of our migrant workers and what Singapore is doing to help them. And our minister expressed gratitude to his counterpart for the generosity of Singapore in taking care of our workers at this critical time. I'm not sure or if they have discussed about the repatriation of workers. What I know is there are some Bangladeshi workers who have their work permits expired, and they were due to return, but couldn't due to air embargo. The number is not so big. They would have been part of a regular movement if the air connection was normal. Some of them have gone back already by the last special flight that we arranged. Some will go through the next flight. And if there is still remains, we will certainly facilitate it. Most important thing here is that Singapore and Bangladesh are two friendly states. It is in moments of crisis that friendships are tested. I think both of our authorities understand such as others' concerns and challenges, and we are working together to help each other. In my view, Singapore needs our waters. As I heard, despite economic uncertainties ahead, Singapore construction sector will resume activities soon after the circuit breaker is over. As most of our workers are employed in the construction sector, they will be very much required. By that time, I hope that the virus crisis will be over and they'll be able to get back to work in full energy.
And amidst all this gloomy news, there was one very heartening news of a Bangladeshi worker coming out of the ICU and his wife having a healthy child back home. Would you like to comment on this? Singaporeans were obviously overjoyed and shared his happiness. So would you like to comment on it? And what's next for this young man?
You know, this is an example of human bonding, compassion and solidarity. It is an emotional story. A man suffering for life, his wife expecting a baby. Baby was born, father still unconscious. Very touching. Regardless who you are, all of us were praying. We all were praying for his recovery here in Singapore, in Bangladesh and elsewhere. We are very happy seeing him recovering. It is an incredible medical success. At some point, we were losing hope. But the doctors didn't lose her. They continued to try for him. My deep admiration for the Singapore health system. Kudos to the doctors who treated him. We have no words to express our gratitude to them. We are thankful to the government of Singapore for bearing the cost of his treatment. This is a remarkable gesture from the government. We are hoping that he recovers fully and go home to see his lovely little angel. Then come back again to work here. Earn his living and contribute to Singapore and in that way repay his debt to this country.
Thank you so much, Your Excellency, for this conversation. We really appreciate the time taken out for this. Thank you.
Thank you too. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to South Asia Chat. If you'd like to know more about the work we are doing, please visit isas.nus.edu.sg.